Welcome back to Earth Matters. This is Allison Civic, Director of the Gila Resources Information Project, and I'm your host for today's program. We've been talking with my guest today, former ISC Director and Middle Rio Grande Water Advocates President Norm Gaum, about New Mexico's 50-year water planning effort. Norm, we just talked about the predicted impacts of climate change on water supplies and the vulnerabilities to climate change impacts in different sectors. And now let's turn to sort of like, what do we need to do to address this really bad situation? And you're in a unique position. You were appointed to the governor's Water Policy and Infrastructure Task Force to look specifically at water management and governance challenges in the state. And of course, we have a lot. And I'm hoping you can give us, you know, a sense of what some of those problems are that the state of New Mexico faces.
Absolutely. But let me first just say a word about the task force. The governor directed the state engineer to form the task force, and he did. We got started in about mid of last year, and one of the first things we did was to identify four problems that we thought were core to everything that needs to be addressed. Now, the first is water supply. We have to cope with the reality of climate change impacts on our already overallocated rivers and aquifers. The second thing is state government capacity. State water agencies lack programs, technology, and resources to protect the public for the state and help New Mexico communities improve our resilience. And equitably, that's a key word, equitably adapt to having substantially less water. The third problem area was lack of community capacity. We don't have the community capacity to even, I think an example is in Southwest New Mexico, where your senator,
Saya Correa Hemphill, right,
is seeking money to help Southwest New Mexico plan to spend the money that remained unspent after we defeated the Gila Diversion Project. Those projects are not getting off the ground, and that's the same everywhere across the state. Communities lack the resources to adapt, and they're being hammered now. Many are being hammered, especially the fire-stricken communities. And the last problem is that our watersheds and aquifers and rivers, their health is in jeopardy. As our water supply shrinks, we have to do something. We have to do a lot to save the things that we value, the natural infrastructure that we depend on, and our watersheds, the aquifers that we depend on, and very especially our rivers. So those are the core problems.
Right. And of course, you know, we had our fires, the Black Fire here, and a lot of damage from flooding along the Mimbres River as well as the Gila River. So, you know, we're dealing with those impacts here as well as the folks up north from the Calf Canyon, Hermit's Peak fire. So, geez, I mean, this is happening at a really good time, I think, to help talk about and deal with some of these problems on the ground. And so I know that you all talked about solutions as well. And what are some of the core areas in which we really need to come up with solutions?
Well, to deal with the four problems that I just described, the task force identified five key areas that needs solutions. Capacity. We have to increase the capacity of state and local entities to cope with the growing scale and complexity of our water governance problems. The second is funding. The legislature has given short shrift to water. The Martinez administration slashed the state agencies, and they're going to have a hard time recovering from that. They haven't been allowed to recover yet. So funding, we need funding to fix the problems we know we have and to address the challenges ahead. And right now we have unprecedented opportunity because of tremendous amounts of federal money that's available. We need funding to provide the non-federal matching funding to capture that, you know, that federal funding and put it to work. So capacity and funding. The third is science, data, and planning. There are major gaps in our scientific understanding of New Mexico's water. And that has to be filled by hydrogeologic investigations and doing things like putting in monitoring wells, dedicated monitoring wells, not only to determine the geology, but also to accurately estimate the water reserves that remain and monitor the water tables. We don't do that now. We do it very poorly. Community engagement. It's not going to work anywhere in New Mexico for solutions to be imposed from above. Solutions have to draw on the knowledge and value of the communities, those that are closest to the problems and the potential solutions. And lastly, water conservation. We must use less water. And some sectors are just not going to have the water available to use what they're particularly agriculture. The water's not going to be available for them to use what's being used today.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I see in these five key areas loads of issues for us here in southwestern New Mexico, you know, from our time doing the Southwest New Mexico Regional Water Plan, all of the gaps in our scientific understanding of the Mimbres Basin. You know, Norm, you worked on that with us in terms of trying to define how much you know, storage capacities really in the Mimbres Basin, and how much is the aquifer declining? Has it recovered? You know, those sorts of questions that are so important. And I'm really pleased to hear that you all have identified community engagement too, because of course, you know, our experience down here has been with regional water planning. Sometimes it sort of being imposed from on high. So that comment resonates with me. So this all looks really good. And I'm wondering, Norm, what are some of the specific recommendations that the task force came up with? So based on, you know, the problems you identified and, you know, these core areas, what are the specifics that we need to be implementing as we go forward?
Well, thank you for the opportunity to tell people about these recommendations. The task force worked incredibly intensely in a fairly short period of time, and the outcome was not something I expected. We had unanimous approval by task force members of almost all of the recommendations. None of them were supported by less than a strong majority. And many of them, as I said, were unanimously approved or approved with only a single dissenting vote. So they represent a huge consensus, an overwhelming consensus of the task force's 29 members. So with that understanding, I'm just going to give you a few. There are four recommendations associated with community drinking water, wastewater, and stormwater capacity, infrastructure, and finance. And the first of those is to create a quasi-governmental agency called the Water Infrastructure Projects Authority, with dedicated funding streams to provide communities with the resources and support they need to help them meet their current needs and adapt to climate change. In other words, this authority would help regions do their planning, get their designs prepared, get the projects to the place they're shovel ready, find federal matching funding to match any monies that the state provides, and actually get those projects to construction. And there's a whole host of reasons that people think that this is the solution, and it's modeled after an existing authority that provides these services and funding streams to build school facilities. There are others that are associated with that, with communities, but I'm just going to give you an overview now. There are 8 recommendations that were that are associated with water resources management and planning, throughout the state. The first is to equip state agencies, and this I think is an incredibly important one, to equip state agencies, especially the Office of the State Engineer, the Interstate Stream Commission, and the New Mexico Environment Department. To effectively address our 21st century water security challenges and the economic challenges that those will bring. We need to prevent those. And help, they need to help New Mexicans across the state improve their water resilience and adapt to reduce water supplies and monitor the situation and adjust. We can't get that done locally without state leadership and resources. And those resources and help need to be delivered through these 3 crucial state agencies. The second recommendation, and this was a unanimous one, is to elevate water planning throughout the state. We need to clarify in statute its purpose. The work needs to be properly funded. Regional and local water planning entities need to be empowered. And together, we have to set clearly identified goals for escalating water conservation and reduced water use over the coming decades. And the Water Advocates has a bill to implement that recommendation that will be before the state 2023 legislature. There are a set of recommendations that urge support of agriculture. Farmers and irrigators are certainly going to need help to face what's coming and adjust. So there are the 3 recommendations are aimed at that. We need to dramatically increase our scientific understanding of groundwater through measuring, monitoring, and models. And we need to capitalize new state funds that will leverage this bounty of federal funding that we have so that we can build needed state and local water infrastructure. And there are bills that are related to that, but not quite on target that will be heard this legislative session. And the last area of recommendations has to do with river, aquifer, and watershed health. The first recommendation is to fully fund and staff a program called the Strategic Water Reserve that was passed into law in 2005, but has never really been funded for implementation. We need to fund the New Mexico Environment Department to take over surface water quality regulation from the federal government. We don't have the protection for New Mexico that we once had under the Clean Water Act, and even the protection we have is threatened, in my view, by the pending Supreme Court case, United States Supreme Court case. We have to make modifications to New Mexico groundwater law, because we have to make our aquifers last not only for today's users, but for future generations. Forest management practices have to be modernized, and we have to, we really need funding programs that educate decision makers and the public on these water issues and the need to protect our watersheds, our aquifers, and our rivers. You know, so that's the general picture. The detailed picture is 17 individual recommendations and 106 specific actions or strategies. The recommendations and strategies, presuming they're accepted by the decision makers, will take many years to implement, you know, at least five. So I'll pause there.
Well, that sounds super comprehensive, and we will provide a link to the Water Task Force recommendations on the Earth Matters page on Gila Membrus Community Radio. So if folks want to follow up, read this report, connect to the 50-year water plan, we'll have all those links available. So let's take a break, and we'll return for the second half of the show with former Interstate Stream Commission Director Norm Gomm here on Earth Matters. So don't go away.